The commitment to your safety with your news headlines on Timbal Ware. The decision Cincinnati Zoo officials made earlier this week to kill a gorilla when he encountered a young boy who had slipped through the exhibit barriers has everyone wondering about safety at our nation's zoos. Director of the Lee Richardson Zoo in Garden City, Christy Newland, is comfortable each exhibit here balances access with a top priority, safety.
You'll generally see two barriers, and I do say generally because we have some walk-through aviaries. But there's two barriers. There's one for the public, there's a buffer area, and then there's the exhibit fence.
Every aspect of public safety is checked and checked again.
The animal care staff examine their containment fences every single day. And we have monthly safety audits that we fill out on everything in the zoo. We also do a daily perimeter check.
Visitors to the zoo need to remember common sense when visiting exhibits and realize these animals can be dangerous. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit our website, westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Timbal Ware.